This is episode 131 of the Rohit Radio Show. Let's begin. Here are 10 golden rules of trading. Number 1. Never compromise on the reward to risk ratio. If you are consistently risking more than you are earning, you are stacking the odds against yourself. You have to consistently make more trades that go in your favor as opposed to the trades that go against you. At a minimum, trade with a 2:1 reward to risk ratio. The higher, the better. Number 2. Always move your stop loss in the direction of your trade. This is about your trading psychology. If you find yourself afraid of taking a loss, you are in big trouble. See, trading is a business. Just like a merchandiser sells inventory at a marked down price, if it is not selling, you as a trader have to sell your stock at a lower price if required. It is just a part of business. Compound your gains. Do not compound your losses. Number 3. Maintain a trading journal. Every successful professional trader out there maintains a trade journal. It's a way to identify and learn from your mistakes. If you do not maintain a journal, how will you know what has worked for you and what has not worked for you in the past? Do not rely on your memory. Rely on your insights. Number 4. Never use market orders. Use orders that trigger at a particular price that you have chosen based on your technical analysis. The risk with a market order is that you might get an adverse price. Use limit orders unless you find yourself in a situation where you have to get out of the market immediately. Number 5. Predefine your risk. The first thing to do before putting on a trade is calculate your worst case scenario. Once the worst case scenario is ready, then your next objective is to lower the odds of that worst case scenario. This can be done by moving the stop loss in the direction of your trade or getting out of the market before even your stop loss is triggered. The market gives you early clues in most cases. You don't really have to wait to get out until the price reaches your stop loss level. Number 6. Always trade in samples. Now, this is something that I learned from Mark Douglas. Trading in samples of 20 trades allows me to objectively evaluate how well my strategy is working. This also helps me identify modifications that can be done to my trading strategy. Number 7. When in doubt, do not trade. If you find yourself looking at the chart wondering if you should be getting into the trade or not, then you are better off not taking the trade. See, the best trades are the ones that are obvious and no-brainers. If a trade makes you think too much, it is not a trade. The best trades are the ones that pop out at you from the charts. As you develop your chart reading skills, the best trades can be spotted from a long distance. Number 8. Avoid complexity. Keep your trading workflow simple. The simpler it is, the faster you will get through your daily trading routine. Gradually, you can add more tasks to the workflow as you get better and better with your daily routine. Do not use more than 3 indicators. Keep your charts as clean as possible. Focus on the candlestick patterns. Some of the best traders in the world that I know of simply use price and volume action in stocks to trade successfully. They hardly use any indicators. They say that all indicators come from price and volume. So why not just focus on those two factors only? Number 9. Focus on the price, not the news. It's not about what the news is. It's about how people are reacting to the news. All of that reaction is available right there in front of you on the charts. So consult the charts. Allow those patterns to form. Do not jump the gun. Wait for a proper trading setup to emerge before you pull the trigger. Sometimes you might find that a company reports very strong earnings, yet the stock is falling. because the analysts were expecting even higher earnings than what were reported. Number 10, expand your trading toolkit. Learn as many indicators as you can, but stick to only those two or three that resonate with you the most. Learn as many trading strategies as you can. There are a lot of good trading books available out there, but I would suggest really stick to those one or two trading strategies that resonate with you the most. Find your own island within the ocean. So those were the 10 golden rules of trading. Hope this helps you. Thank you so much.